yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. It's Tuesday, the 4th of June, 2013. You have an opportunity to start things all over again. You're in a place that you didn't think yesterday at this time you'd be in, and yet you're there. Maybe it's time for you to reflect on why you are where you are.
How did I get here?
Yeah, how'd you get here? Later in the hour, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, is going to discuss the... I have come into contact, Richie, with a way to lose weight. It's a concept called Mind, Ball, and Soul. It's a workout, so we'll run it by Andrea and see what she thinks of that. That's coming up in the next half hour. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden back from his sojourn. Is that his trip to the bin? He went to the medical bin.
The medical bin.
To knock around and find out what's going on in his body. And we're all holding a good thought for him, which is the right thing to do.
Thank you.
Under the circumstances. Ken Kessler. So it's Boys Club today because Jennifer is still in Alaska. And Roberta is... You know, Roberta. Where the hell is she? Where is Roberta? All right. So let's get to some of the stories of today. The things... Did I tell you what I found here's a house I have in Santa Monica. I went out on Saturday to clean it up with my children and prepare it for a lady who's rented it for a while because I'm not there in the summertime. She's a very thoughtful lady, and she gave me a card. And on the card, this is a woman who has been dreaming about living in this part. This is a neat little area of Santa Monica. There are three or four really neat neighborhoods in Santa Monica, and this happens to be one of them. It's called the Canyon. She had been trying to move there. She got divorced, and there's a six-year-old. And so she found my place through a very good friend of mine. And she's so excited. She brought me a nice little present and a card. And on the card it says, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." And so, Richie, I pass that along to you. I pass it along to Meredith. I pass it along to anybody who has dreams and aspirations and things. You have them in your life. I have them in mine. So it takes courage. It does. It really, you know, it's easy to run away from stuff. It's easy. You could be in denial about what's going on in your body. Is going to make it any better?
No, nope,
it's
going to fix it. Head on, man.
Yep, got to hit it head on.
Bang! Punch it right in the teeth.
Well, not suggesting that for all of the things that are a problem, but yeah,
no, you do. So if the challenge comes up, you got to hit it head on, man.
Yep, yep. But you have lots of dreams. You have your children. You have your life. Things that you think about, and all it takes is courage. Courage is an important, maybe one of the most important things that we can understand about our lives. Now, how many of you have the courage to deal with things that are going on in the world today? The most important stories of the day include, but are not limited to, another disclosure of the feds wasting more of your tax money in terms of tens of millions of dollars. You'll be happy to know the Washington Business Journal reports today that the GSA will lose between 30 and $60 million by breaking a lease it has on a building in Southwest Washington. The report notes that the General Services Administration and its chief official may have lied to Congress when asked about the lease during a hearing last month. I'm taking an excerpt now from the journal report, which reads as follows. Federal government will be on the hook for $34 million at least in lease payments for the Coast Guard's current Buzzard Point headquarters after the agency moves to St. Elizabeth's later this year. Where is that? Where's St. Elizabeth's?
It's down off of 16th Street in Northwest Washington.
Okay. So according to the story, sources familiar with the terms of the lease said that the lease itself contradicts congressional testimony from the Public Buildings Service Commissioner for the GSA, who told a House subcommittee last week the federal government has an early termination clause, and the people who own the building says, huh? We don't have an early. You owe us $34 million. Yeah. The Coast Guard is, they say, anyway, the Coast Guard is allowed to terminate its lease in May of 2015. So between now and May of 2015, they're going to pay $34 million. There you go, folks. Great management, huh? How many people did it take to work how long to get that $34 million into the public coffers? How many families? How many individuals? I think that's the way you look at this stuff.
How much of that money is yours?
How much of that money is yours? 888-302-3684. Okay, here's an interesting political story. President Obama, apparently according to reports, has made a secret deal to support Hillary Clinton when she runs for president in 2016. It's payback for the support that Bill Clinton gave to him in the election of 2012. Bill Clinton's animosity toward Obama is pretty much the coffee circuit conversation in Washington. A year before the last election, he was urging Hillary to challenge. Did you know that? There were
no.
A lot of rumors. Apparently, this book suggests that it was more than just a rumor. In fact, Bill Clinton said, you need to run against him in the primary because he's doing a blank job. And she said no. According to two people who attended a meeting at Clinton's home in Chappaqua, Clinton went on a rant against Obama. I've heard more from Bush asking for my advice than I've heard from Obama. Clinton said, I have no relationship with the president, none whatsoever. Obama doesn't know how to be president. He doesn't know how the world works. He's incompetent. He's an amateur.
Now, is he saying that just because he's not asking him for his advice, or is he saying that because of the policies that he's...
I would agree with that statement. I would say Obama doesn't know what he's doing. I would say he doesn't know how the world works. I would say he's incompetent. I would say he's an amateur. So, anyway, in the book, Obama, not interested in Clinton upstaging him during the presidential campaign, he resisted giving him any role in the convention. But as the summer wore on and Democratic enthusiasm waned, David Axelrod told Obama he didn't have any choice. He needed Bill Clinton's mojo. So in order to get Clinton there, this deal was struck. Clinton would give the key nominating speech at the convention, and with his, I'm endorsing Obama,
yeah, he knocked it out of the park, too.
Right.
Remember, he went long,
yep.
He went off the cuff?
Oh, yeah, well, he does that. He's great at that. So Obama then had to agree that he would endorse Hillary as his successor. What a great story. Don't you love the intrigue of politics? Unbelievable.
I just find it interesting that a guy who thinks that a guy who's the president and who is doing a terrible job would strike a deal for himself to keep him in there for another 4 years.
Right.
Just
that
to advance his own personal agenda.
His wife, whatever it is.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Personal.
Yeah.
That's how Washington works.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
I don't care if you're running our country into the toilet for another 4 years. I'm going to give you another 4 years so that my wife can have it after that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's basically what he's saying
to her. That basically is what he's saying, you're right. Yep, that's it. So anyway, speaking of the president, he and the Chinese president are meeting later this week, scheduled to hold an informal summit in Rancho Mirage, California. One wonders how it could set the tone for their relationship, given all of the hoopla about the cyber stuff, and there's plenty of it, hacking into our government stuff. The National Security Agency hacked by the Chinese. Hackers have stolen secrets, negotiating strategies, schematics for fighter jets, gas pipeline control systems. So what do we say about that when you have the conversation? How can you be mum about that?
We are so afraid to confront China because of the economic dangers.
Yeah.
And what we don't seem to realize is that without us, China falls.
Nothing. Yeah.
How much of the merchandise that they manufacture do we buy?
Yeah.
50%?
More.
What do you think?
Yep.
70%?
Well, I don't know about that. But
all right, let's say 60%. We agree on that.
50, 55,
we take 60% of the goods away from them from manufacturing.
Kiss it. Goodbye.
If you just say, you know what? tell you what, you guys turn off all of your little spy bots, or else we turn off the imports for 1 month.
We tax. No, we just increase the tariffs.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bingo.
One of the other people in the news today is Eric Holder, Attorney General.
Holder? Didn't even know her.
Yeah, I know. At the end of last year, after the election had been decided, Holder apparently went to the president and said, I think I should resign. But he then decided against it because before he left, he wanted to move beyond the disputes that had characterized his tenure in office, accomplish some of the goals he set for his own job. How's that working out for you, Mr. Holder? And now the reporters are all over him for the investigation into the AP and Fox News and CBS News. He's engulfed in all kinds of controversy. So, you know, these things, the guy's an incompetent nincompoop. And so it's, you know, as much as he tries to smooth all of it off, although the president apparently has said he can stay if he wants to. So anyway, I guess it's all food for thought, and that's enough politics, because there are more interesting things going on. Richie, later on in this hour, has the goods on how you can use mosquitoes for a very important job. It's so nice to have the bug around the house. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
A surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For tuning in to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Reality Radio. I never thought of myself as a reality radio star.
This either. Is as real as it gets.
It is. Sometimes more
Nothing
real.
Nothing is scripted.
Than we like to have. Well, once in a while, the commercials, they got a few scripts there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com comes from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. Here's a father who decided that he wanted to make a parody of Taylor Swift's song 22, which he renamed 42. And I think if you listen carefully, this is something that you got to see. But the audio is kind of fun, too. And this is all aimed at those people who worry about their age.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up in chinos and leave the kids at home. It feels like a perfect night to read the New York Times, relaxing in my dad jeans. We're tired, jaded, hip, and middle-aged at the same time. We're cynical, it's comical. Tonight's the night when we forget about the hairlines. It's time. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 42. Everything will be okay with a little more Chardonnay. Have you seen my feet? I've got this pain in my knee. Everything will be alright if we just keep pretending like we're 22. 22. It seems like one of those nights. Why aren't the kids in bed? Too many activities. It seems like one of those nights. We watch some Mad Men, but end up falling asleep in front of the TV. We're tired, jaded, hip, and middle-aged at the same time. We're cynical, it's comical. Tonight's the night when we forget about
the good thing. It's pretty game. Funny because his voice.
Now, do you have this song 22 from Taylor Swift, Richie, so we can compare them?
There's nothing to compare. It's the exact same thing. It's running in the background with the exception of him singing over it.
Oh, singing over her.
Yeah, you hear her in the background right now.
Everything will be all right if we just keep pretending like we're 22.
All right.
I don't know about you.
I don't know if I pretend I'm 22. I like to pretend I'm 32, maybe.
Yeah. I don't mind being 42. maybe even 52. 52 is about right. I feel younger than that, though. I really do. I don't feel, I was saying that to Meredith the other day, I don't feel any different than I did when I was in my 30s. I really don't. And my activity level is the same as it has been. And
just
so
keep bonking yourself on the head, though. You got to stop that stuff.
I've been pretty good. I haven't had any bonks yet this year.
I really think you should wear a helmet while you're on the farm.
You know, I started wearing, I've been, Meredith got me, well, last year she got me to get these goggles to wear when I was mowing hay, because the mower, even though there's
dangerous.
A protective device around the, it's
the deck.
A circular machine that has seven discs on it, and it moves at 540 revolutions per minute. So it's many, it's plenty fast. And when you're going close to do the trim back to go around the trees and stuff to get closer to the lines, there's usually debris, wood, sometimes little rocks
right.
and stuff. And who knows? You know, the tarp that's on it is supposed to keep that from happening. Once in a while, I get a whack on the side of the head from some little piece of wood or something. So I wear these gargles to protect my eyes and the side of my face. That's probably a pretty good idea.
It's a very good idea.
It's not
stupid.
Thank you, Rich. That's
you've been going this long without wearing them?
Well, I need a little suggestion from time to time.
Yeah.
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
Well, when you write nonfiction, you're doing reportage, and you want to make it as dramatic as possible. You want to make it as though you're reading a novel. Otherwise, you're just simply reading a history book or a magazine. But when you write novels, you really have to have your AA plus game. And the reason for that is when you say something in a novel that sounds absolutely outrageous, like, for example, someone would confess, like George Whitmore did in Echoes of My Soul, to two crimes in Brooklyn, which he did not commit, and then confess to two double murders, the major case in all of New York in the, at the time when he was innocent. So if you say that in a novel, people question, oh, this could never happen kind of thing. And then, of course, one of the major issues of Echoes of My Soul is that the Brooklyn detectives never wanted to admit they made a mistake with George Whitmore, that Whitmore was really innocent. They wouldn't say that because of their own reputations. And as a result, the New York County District Attorneys, Mel Glass and John Keener, who tried the killer, the Brooklyn detectives were giving the killer a complete defense. And so the New York County DAs had to cross-examine the detectives. Very unique, very reverse of normally what happens.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Three massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guru Andrea Metcalf will discuss mind, ball, and soul, and some other things as well when it comes to physical fitness and your health and well-being. She is in the know and definitely on the go. So we'll check in with her in a few minutes. Meanwhile, some of the other important stories to discuss today, some of the best stories of the day. I was talking earlier about the bridge that had it's called Skagit River Bridge.
Yes, the one in Washington that collapsed last week.
Right, and so the gentleman who is our affiliate manager and program director, Kyle Bailey of News Radio 1240 KQEN, the program director there, sent me an update which I find interesting. It seems that the state of Washington, lawmakers, they're asking that this bridge be renamed for Sean O'Connell, the state police trooper who was killed working on a bridge detour there. The bridge, you remember, collapsed a couple of weeks ago, dumped a lot of vehicles, a lot of debris into the river, and there were a lot of people that were treated in hospitals and stuff as a result of this. And I was trying to remember whether it was a truck or a boat. The bridge collapsed after a girder was struck by an oversized truck that hit the span. This is a bridge that was built first in 1955. And so they had a lot of obviously police on the scene to help direct the traffic around and, you know, get whatever they could across. This fellow O'Connell died after his motorcycle collided with a truck on Friday evening. 150 police vehicles participated in a motorcade honoring him, and so the suggestion has been named to rename the bridge in his honor. So that's certainly something that happens, and it becomes appropriate in circumstances like that. What a shame. And this accident, I mean, you'd get to the root of what the term accident means. And it was, but it was unnecessary. A lot of things that happen that either guys don't control the truck or maybe something happens. There was a highway accident here a few days ago. A gasoline tanker truck overturned on a ramp to one of the major highways. And, yeah, of course, gasoline's leaking out. The fellow's 65 years old, driving the truck, and he apparently had a heart attack while he was driving it. So, I mean, it generally had been in good health, local resident here around me. And you see these things happen all the time, and people get really angry. Oh, those truckers, they drive too fast. But sometimes these things happen, you know, just it's one of those things. Not anything that you could have eliminated. One of the things also I want to acknowledge, my friend, one of the great things about doing this program is that I've been able to get around the country, meet a lot of great folks who are responsible for running radio stations to carry this program. John Harper is one of those fellas, run WMEL down in Melbourne, Florida, and he reminds us in his weekly he has a letter that he sends out to all of his listeners, which is very clever and a good idea. Don't forget, it's the start of hurricane season. 1st of June, from the 1st of June till the end of November is hurricane season. Never see any until usually late August. You don't see many hurricanes, but they put the warnings out. So that comes on the heels of all the tornado news and discovery there that is just like today, horrible flood warnings out. So John wants to let everybody know that there will be the complete hurricane and tropical storm center in that area of Florida, and we salute you, John. Good to have that underscored for the people listening down there. Radio is a great public service medium. It really is. It's the best. You can't listen to...
It's immediate.
Yes, it's right there. Yep, it's good stuff. All right, before we get to Andrea, you have discovered a way to use mosquitoes in a rather unique way.
No, the way to use your smelly feet. In a rather unique way.
Really?
So, all right, malaria is a serious problem, especially in developing countries like Africa, where malaria takes thousands of kids' lives every single month.
Yes.
So they try to use the insecticides and the bed nets. Now scientists are saying that they found a new potent weapon. Your smelly feet. And when I say your, I mean your, Doug. Your smelly feet. Maybe mine, too.
I know my feet.
Probably Ken's. Definitely Jennifer's. 100% Roberta's smelly feet.
Mm-hmm.
But they found that mosquitoes are attracted to the smell of human feet. The smellier, the better. The more attracted. So they're going to use this as a weapon against them. Yeah. Dr. James Logan says smelly feet have a use after all. And he headed the research at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. So how do you fit that on your business card? I test smelly feet to see if I can kill mosquitoes.
Cool.
And apparently they ran a test. They put humans in a tinfoil bag, and they made them sweat, and they trapped the odor, and they put it in a tube. And then they had another tube with no human smell. Put those mosquitoes in the big box, released them, and all of them went to the smelly thing. The interesting thing about this is that it attracts the mosquitoes that are carrying the malaria gene, or the malaria,
really?
Whatever it is, the thing that gives them the malaria, the carrier.
Yeah.
And not so much the mosquitoes that don't care. So they know that if they set this trap, that they can go ahead and catch the ones, the mosquitoes that they need to. Your body.
Okay.
Killing mosquitoes. Your feet are a mosquito killing machine.
Lovely. Ain't it lovely? I'll have to take my socks off now and see what good it does. There's no mosquitoes in the room, though, yet. It's really not mosquito time yet.
But how we can use this at home
is
if you're out on the deck having a cookout with some friends, take all the smelly socks out of the hamper and put them in the middle of the yard. And that will keep this. As you're walking around your backyard, Doug, you can just take your smelly socks and just chuck them out in the backyard.
I have to be careful where I walk because there are moon pies around in the backyard here. Oh, that wouldn't be bad. Doesn't hurt anything.
I'm sure that attracts many of the mosquitoes.
and other things. 20 minutes for the hour. It's data time here on Good Day. Data. Very impressive data on a CoQ10 product from the folks that bring you Cardiol. It's called You ready for this? Got to write this down. CoQSol.
Spell that, please.
CoQSol. CoQSol.
Got it.
If you've ever had a CoQ10 supplement, this is the stuff.
I have not.
Yeah, you should take your CoQ10. It's a very good thing for your bloodstream. It is a very...
What is CoQ10? I don't know
what it is. CoQ10 is a product that is high absorption. It helps you to, for example, if you're taking Cardiol, it helps the body absorb it quicker and better.
So if you're taking vitamin D, it helps you absorb that.
Any kind of vitamins is very good for absorbing them. So if you're dealing with high blood pressure, blood sugar, that sort of thing, you're taking natural supplements to alleviate the problem, CoQ10 really helps. I take it with a lot of, I actually take a CoQ10 every day because I take Cardiol and it's in that. And I also have Vitality Plus, which is a CoQ10 product. Has it, and this now the folks at Cardiol have seen so much interest in CoQ10 by itself. They have CoQSol, these capsules that help again to energize the products that you're taking to deal with cholesterol problems and whatever you're taking. It makes it more effective, let's put it that way. So the folks at Cardiol are offering a free 30-day trial of both Cardiol and CoQSol. So if you or somebody in your family hasn't called this number yet, you ought to do it right now while you're thinking about it. 888-809-6424. Again, a 30-day free trial of Cardiol, which helps to bring down elevated cholesterol numbers. It's a product made in Italy. Standards are much higher than what we have with the stuff that we are buying here that's locally made. 30-day free trial of Cardiol, a 30-day free trial of CoQSol, high-absorbing CoQ10. You pay shipping and handling for each one of them, and it'll come to you directly by dialing 888-809-6424. No strings attached, no auto billing. Just get the product, try it, and if you like it, you call them back. Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L /Doug, or call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol and CoQSol.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With the bike, it's about weight, and a business is cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad.
Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting it done. 13 and a half, 14 actually before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us now is Andrea Metcalf, who's the author of Naked Fitness, which intrigues everybody when they hear it and they think they're going to get a picture of Andrea naked as she does her exercising. Not quite, but you can dream.
Trust me, I searched all over YouTube for her yesterday and I didn't see anything.
Really?
That lived up to the Naked Fitness.
All right, let's talk about something that's being promoted. I have in front of me a commercial, actually, Andrea, suggesting that you can lose weight as you feel rejuvenated and balanced following the Mind, Ball, and Soul workout. And this is designed by a physical therapist. This guy's worked with the Olympians, et cetera, et cetera. And he says that mind, ball, and soul will tighten and tone your body, relax and harmonize your mind and spirit. It's influenced by Eastern yoga and modern-day physical therapy principles. And he says there's no other workout like it. So if you want to go to farhandhala.com, S-A-R-H-A-N-D-H-A-L-L-A.com, that's where you'll find mind, body, and soul. You can get it on Amazon. The suggestion is that you develop a stronger core, more flexible body, reduce stress. And so when I think about these programs, now this is cool, and I'm happy to pass it along, obviously, farhandhala.com, F-A-R-H-A-N-D-H-A-L-L-A.com. I wonder how this squares with some of the things that you have promoted and other things. That, I mean, when you get to it, isn't just all activity good no matter what?
I believe all activity is very good for the body. When we talk about general activity and being connected, that's what really I think all of this is about. And there's got to be all these different venues because there's different personalities and we all connect differently to something. We've talked about this over and over again of how you got to like what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. But you like it, I think, oftentimes if you see results, don't you? Think that you like it better if you see results?
It was funny when you were going through what you were saying about this, that you feel rejuvenated. Well, I think anytime you start to see results, you feel rejuvenated, you feel revitalized, you feel more connected, which is where we're all trying to go. So if this is another thing that will get 2, 3, or 1,000 people off the sofa, I'm all for it.
You know, it's amazing. I was talking about this the other day, how quickly your body can retreat. Somebody that I know well who was exercising a lot during the winter and then just sort of stopped for a couple of months, couldn't fit into her jeans. And this, you know, the muscle tone that she had sort of loosened up a little bit. She still has it. But if you don't do it all the time, and is that 3 times a week, 4 times a week, how often do you have to keep at it in order for the muscles to stay in the shape that you want them to be in?
Well, really, the research shows us that small amounts daily is better than large amounts 3 or 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start thinking of it that way, it's the little things of really being conscious and staying active throughout the day for 10 to 30 minutes every day. Even if that's just a 30-minute walk or 10 minutes of vigorous activity. And for me this morning, I got up and I did 30 minutes of yoga practice. And by the end, I broke in a sweat. I felt like I had done something. And afterwards, you feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part for people is trying to reprogram those habits to get them to make it a habit. You know, so you have to have discipline for about the first 66 days to continue with a regular exercise program. Again, whether that's walking or yoga or biking or swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the 66 days, it becomes a habit and more who you are.
You build a habit. It takes 66 days to build the habit.
There you go. Andrea Metcalf with fitness advice. She's our fitness guru here on the Good Day program.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Song. Pitchy's a big fan of the Fletch series. This is the same guy who did Beverly Hills Cop, isn't it? Harold Faltermeyer.
The music?
Yeah.
No. Is it?
I think it is, yeah. Isn't it, Chucker? Kenny, who knows?
He didn't do the hit.
He did the instrumental theme. The Axel F theme.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
All right, so that's the theme. Movie music starts, movie moments. Fletch's theme by Harold Faltermeyer. The movie Fletch was number one at the box office this week in 1985. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Back that far. Chuck Curry brings us around. Actually, though, our contest today goes back a little further even than that. This is a favorite of our listeners, a favorite of a lot of people who like good, sort of wholesome family entertainment. It's a very good story. I'll give you that much of a hint. I'm going to give you three audio hints, and if you can figure out what the movie is, you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG. Haven't won before in Movie Moments. We'll give you a nice slip into a nice, a practical, swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. 888-302-3684 to identify this movie.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
Got it.
One of the, as Barry Corbin, who has been a character actor for decades.
Isn't there talk of remaking this movie, Chuck?
There, it's in the pipeline.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of remakes in the pipeline. Now, whether they ever, you know, get to the finish line and be actually remade is another story, but... Yeah.
Discussion is there.
Great movie.
All right, let's get number two. Clue number two, Richie.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
He's become a Broadway star in his own right now. He doesn't do as many movies or television shows as he does a Broadway, married to a famous television actress. I guess you could say she's both the movies and television, right? Chucker, in a manner of speaking?
She made a ton of money on her TV show.
Well, and the coolest kid ever to skip school for a day.
Aha! Ferris. and the gang. 888-302-3684. Last clue. We've confused you a whole lot, we hope.
Let me see if I get this straight. Would you like to play a game?
Shall we play a game?
Yes. Okay, nice job. All right, what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. I think Dabney Coleman was kind of the heavy in this, too. Don't I remember that?
Yeah, really good.
Barry Corbin on one side and Dabney. They have a couple of real characters. All right, so what's the name of the movie? Help yourself to Doug 30. Wait a minute. How about 888-302 Doug? Meanwhile, Chuck has movie news for us just a moment here on Good Day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
I see that Paramount has announced that Christopher Nolan's next film, Interstellar, will star Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and Michael Caine. Man, Michael Caine's 80-something years old, and he's showing up all over the place. Doesn't fall asleep during interviews either.
No, he's still great. And I think he's worked with director Chris Nolan about five times now.
Really? So he loves
Alfred the Butler in the...
Right. All right, so what do you have for us?
Okay, Millennium Films has given the third entry in the Expendables franchise an August 2014 release. It starts filming in the next 2 months. Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham. This time will be joined by Jackie Chan, Wesley Snipes, Nicolas Cage, and Mila Jovovich of Resident Evil fame. Hopefully they're going to get Steven Seagal.
Won't they bring Arnold and Bruce Willis back too?
They haven't mentioned that. So I say 50-50 of that. My gut feeling is not going to happen.
I think Arnold is stepping up to the plate. Anybody offers him anything, remakes of all his old films and stuff, he's right on it, it would seem.
Well, Stallone and Arnold have a movie together titled, I believe it's Prison Break, which comes out early next year. One other bit of news, Warner Brothers Man of Steel, the new Superman movie, starting the screen for critics. Although there's an embargo on reviews, Twitter response has it that the film is terrific.
Good. Billy in Manila, what's the name of the movie?
War Games.
War Games. You liked it, right?
Oh, yeah. Great
good movie. I will send you a nice prize, sir. Thank you for listening to Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.